You know, you had 10 points through three quarters. There just could not get anything to drop. Only two field goals. Those came in the first quarter through the first three quarters. And then all of a sudden, your fourth quarter, you started hitting stuff, and you could just tell there was a different energy in the final 8 minutes compared to the first 24 minutes.
And for sure, it seemed like the scoring drought that we went on, it was really frustrating, because the one play that sticks out in my mind, not to single anybody out, but we were struggling, and then we get a decent shot, miss it, get the offensive rebound, and miss the layup. And it was just like, and I told him in the timeout, I said, guys, when it rains, it pours sometimes, and that's where you have to we talked about trying to get out in transition, trying to get fouled, anything to try to end that drought. And credit to the kids, at least, that in the fourth quarter, I mean, when you double your output for the other three quarters combined, that's not exactly what you want for a recipe for success.
I know the shooting woes, they hurt there for a while through the first whatever it was there in the ball game through the first 24 minutes. Did you feel like you did get some good shots?
Yeah, I mean, at times it was kind of sporadic. Like, we just let them speed us up a little bit, and all they really did was one little trap out on the perimeter. And so it was just frustrating that I think when we go watch the film, we're going to see a lot of things. And I think that's the problem, is when you have kids that just haven't played enough basketball and haven't played it at this speed, you're learning through fire. And so it's trial by fire, and you're getting – the bullets are flying, and so to speak, and it's just you have to learn from those mistakes as they happen.
There was no question when you have foul trouble in the first half, that really played a big factor, especially when you have your top players committing some big fouls there in the first half.
Yeah, and a lot of times her fouls are out of aggression and out of playing hard, and she got that fourth one early in the third quarter. And, I mean, a lot of people struggle when a player gets their third, but when they get their fourth and there's 1 minute gone by in the third quarter, I just struggle because there's so much game left, so I always tend to kind of let them sit for a while. And then, as we saw, she got to play the whole fourth quarter, and Amaya was a big part of this sparking the comeback in the fourth quarter by just being disciplined and not having too many fouls anymore.
Do you feel like, even though it was a tough loss this afternoon, that despite your points and everything, did you feel like that you did take some steps in the right direction?
I sure hope so. I mean, it's hard to tell because it's just the lack of consistency. And what we talked about is, in both nights, we've had huge fourth quarters. And I'm not sure why it takes us getting down like that to play like that. But these next few days, and we talked about that basketball is a long season. When you play two games, that's a real small percentage of what your season is.
That's true. You get three games in next week, starting Tuesday, so just one day of practice, really, before you get Scott City at home. But three home games next week, it'll be nice to play in the friendly confines.
Yeah, and there's going to be good competition, and so Monday will be a day where we really need to watch some film and see what the things that we're doing and try to translate what's happening on the court to fixing it in practice and building on it, because our league is really tough. We're going to play good teams next week. We have to start building on it and not keep committing the same things over and over.
Coach Matt Pfeiffer joining us here at halftime of the boys' game, recapping the girls' game. A tough loss, 35-29, but thanks again, Coach, for joining me here, and we'll see you a few times here next week.
Yeah, I always enjoy you doing our games.
Right.
Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome here.